NGOs providing food assistance to starving communities in Maswingo have called on government to consult children when formulating budgets to ensure that they are not forgotten when the country sets its priorities. Addressing scores of children in Maswingo today, most of them child parliamentarians, the National Association of Non-Governmental Organizations regional coordinator, Benias Trivaviri, said many children suffer from too little food and education, a situation that could be improved if the government adjusted the budget. Mr. Trivaviri said adults may not be the best placed to speak on behalf of children, especially when it comes to core issues like basic welfare and education. As a result, he said thousands of children are starving in rural communities in Maswingo, while others have left school. He also believes children can learn responsibility and the importance of budgeting if they are involved in such important work from a tender age.
Fully participate in the process. We don't want a situation whereby an adult will go and say, I'm representing children. Most of them, they are even more articulate than ourselves. Adults should be there to guide them so that, you know, kids can become emotional at times, but they are there to panel with and guide them, but let them speak out for themselves.
UNICEF representative Chipotonde says children are usually left out when local authorities and the central government are coming up with budgets, and the result is that children's crucial needs are left out. She said budgeting is not only a crucial aspect of government, it is also important in life. Mrs. Tonde said children in the province will remain poor and dependent on aid because they are not being given the chance to participate in national processes such as budgeting.
We would want all the children, even at grassroots level, to feed into the child parliamentarian system so that their voices are then brought forward.
Nokutula Ncube is a child from Bikita who attended today's meeting. She said several of her friends have left school and thinks government should focus on paying school fees and spend less on educational infrastructure, saying at the end of the day, the infrastructure is underutilized.
Like, for example, at our school, the government should maybe offer help to those children who cannot afford to pay their fees. Those children, they are being sent away. And you can see for the whole month they are not coming to school just because they cannot pay their fees. At least the government should try to help.
Heavy rains that pounded Maswingo earlier this year destroyed many rural schools, keeping at least 10,000 children out of school. Erratic rains have also contributed to hunger in Maswingo, yet government has not adjusted its budget priorities to address either problem adequately. Reporting for Studio 7 from Maswingo, this is Obed Pepkai.